Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway. This is the big conversation. This is the great debate. But it can only be a debate, of course, if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. You call me now on 44208601 4555. We'll call you back, establish a clear line. And remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your TV has to be down at zero, or no one will understand either of us. You can also SMS the show on 4478008066. Or you can email me on comment@presstv.co.uk. Well, all in the interests of freedom of expression, liberty, and all that tosh, freedom of speech. The European Union has wiped not just Press TV, but other Iranian broadcasters absolutely off the airwaves. They think. But of course, they've acted entirely illegally. And what's worse, they don't even have the guts to admit what they have done and to defend in public what they have done, because that would expose them not as a collection of democracies, but as a collection of hypocrisies, going around the world, invading other countries and occupying them in the interests of freedom of speech and expression and democracy and all of that, whilst closing down freedom of speech, expression and democracy in their own countries. The European Union says that the European broadcasters, the owners of Hotbird and Eutelsat, made this decision themselves. Well, what a remarkable thing. Capitalist private enterprise companies decided themselves to tear up their contracts, lay themselves open to multi-million dollar lawsuits, forego the revenue and the profits that would have come from continuing to broadcast Iranian television and radio broadcasts. They did it all themselves. Unfortunately for them, the owners of Hotbird and Eutelsat say that the European Union ordered them to do so. Cathy Ashton, who used to run a fish and chip shop or something in England before she was ennobled mysteriously and ended up as the European Union's foreign affairs spokesperson, she says, "Nothing to do with us, Gov." So who do you think is telling the truth? Do you believe the owners of Hotbird and Eutelsat, or do you believe the politicians that run the European Union? If you believe the European Union, the Nobel Peace Prize winners, well, frankly, you'll believe anything. Press TV, of course, had already been banned by Ofcom here in the United Kingdom on a set of criteria that turned out to be entirely bogus. They said they'd banned us because the final decision over what was broadcast in England wasn't made in England. But that is the case for CNN, Fox News, Russia Today, Al Jazeera International, and any number of broadcasters broadcasting on the Sky platform. They're just liars and hypocrites, that's all. And what shall we say about Starbucks? Billions of dollars worth of coffee sold in the United Kingdom. 750 or so new outlets since 1998 in the United Kingdom. Their stores appear to be bustling and busy. More and more of them are being opened. And yet, extraordinarily, Starbucks claims to be making a loss, not a profit. The poor things. You wonder why they bother. Why go to all this trouble if year after year after year you're making a loss? Trouble is, that's not what they're telling their investors. They're telling their investors that business is booming. Invest with us. We're doing really well around the world, including in the United Kingdom. But that's not what they told the United Kingdom taxman, who has been cheated, which means the British public has been cheated of tens, maybe scores of millions of pounds in tax that ought to have been paid. What do we make of Prince Charles? He doesn't pay that much in tax either, although he's an extremely wealthy man, of 63 who's never had a job. He's sitting in waiting for the job that one day presumably will come his way. Unless we Republicans can succeed in abolishing the whole charade before then, I wish his mother long life like her mother had. Not least because that would mean we'd never really have to have a King Charles at all. He's been interfering in the British political process. He's elected by nobody. His position is guaranteed merely by being the first born male heir to the Queen of the country. And yet he seems to think that he has the right, has the locus, to be bombarding government ministers with demands for changes to policy, for new policy, even though he's democratically accountable to no one. What's worse, we're not even able to see the results of his literal bombardment. We're not able to read the letters that he sends routinely to government ministers because the government has banned us from doing so. All in the interests of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, you understand. Now remember, these are the hypocrites that tell you they can't order YouTube to strike down the grotesquely offensive videos against Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, because that would be a breach of freedom of speech. Even though that freedom of speech has now cost the lives of dozens of people and billions of dollars in damage, going up in smoke in sundry parts of the world. But we're not allowed to read Prince Charles, who we pay for, bombarding the government that is answerable to us with demands for policy changes because, well, his privacy would be affected. And it would undermine his political neutrality. No, it's not the publication of the letters that would undermine his political neutrality. It's the content of the letters that would undermine his political neutrality. It's what he said in the letters to government ministers that proves he's not politically neutral at all. It's said by the government that they were extraordinarily frank expressions of Prince Charles's views. Well, I think we ought to read those, don't you? Now, when does a man with Asperger's syndrome get extradited from Britain to the United States as a result of the ridiculously unequal secret treaty that was negotiated by the Blair government with the US government of George W. Bush behind the backs of Parliament without any democratic control or authorization whatsoever? When does an Asperger's syndrome prisoner get extradited to the United States? When he's a Muslim. Because Gary McKinnon has just been saved from extradition to the United States. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm one of those that campaigned year after year against his extradition to the United States. But another man with Asperger's syndrome was extradited from Britain to the United States just the week before. What was the difference between the two men? One was a Muslim and one was not. Moreover, Theresa May, the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, has now announced that there will be a forum which will discuss whether a prisoner should be tried in Britain or extradited to the United States. If she'd announced it the week before, then Babar Ahmed would not now be languishing in an American jail. If I sound angry about all of this, I very definitely am, because Babar Ahmed's father is a friend of mine. I campaigned with Babar Ahmed's family right from the start against his cruel, ridiculous, and utterly unjustifiable incarceration and the beating that he received from the Metropolitan Police officers who arrested him. I'm angry about it because it's a double standard that's guaranteed to drive Muslims and those who believe in liberty in this country mad with rage at this injustice. And in Bahrain, the rage continues against the gassing, shooting, beating, and torturing of people who are merely asking for the right to vote, merely asking for democracy. An 11-year-old girl has just been killed An elderly man has just been killed. The police in Bahrain are under the control of a man called Yates of the Yard, who was dismissed, or rather left under a cloud, at Scotland Yard because nobody had any longer any confidence in him. But the Bahraini authorities do. They gave him the job of policing all of this. And of course, the US fleet remains anchored in Bahrain. The sailors watching the gunning down of people who are only asking for the right to put an X on a piece of paper every now and again to choose their own government. That's what we're discussing tonight. Tjerno in Norway is the first on the line. Tjerno, welcome to the show, my friend.
Ahlan wa salam. Thank you very much. Good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Good evening, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Sir, you know what? Let me say this, that I am on tears, and millions of people in the world, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, they are on tears because of this brutalism Europe did by banning this wonderful, truthful uranium channels that have been satisfying people all worldwide. You know what? There is no freedom anymore. You know, when I went to school back home in Africa, what I was taught by the British is that freedom, equal rights, and justice. But now, you know what? I don't believe in any more freedom and justice, you know, as long these channels have been put down. You know what? Freedom of speech is questionable. No Western TV or American TV is willing to cover the brutal killings they are sponsoring in Bahrain and Palestinian. You understand? This means, are they trying to eradicate humanity, human race in this world? And look at the Nobel Prize in Europe. They gave just, you know, a few days ago, they gave, you know, a Nobel Prize, you know, to the Europeans or the European Union. What is the use of this Nobel Prize? Is this means that, hey, let's keep on controlling the whole world?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tjerno. I'll tell you what, Mr. Nobel must be turning in his grave. The European Union awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. You really couldn't make that up. In fact, I predict that next year, the Nobel Peace Prize will be awarded to the Nobel Peace Prize Awards Committee. See if I'm wrong. Tjerno, thanks for that magnificent call. That's why we're being victimized, because we're telling the truth. And they don't want people to hear the truth. Ali's in the UK, wants to talk about Press TV. Ali, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Hi, George. How are you?
Very well, thanks. In fighting form?
That's good. That's good. Keep it up.
By the grace of God.
The whole point that we are discussing for the past now 18 or 19 months since the Arab Spring started is the freedom of speech. And that's the idea behind the democratic system that's been built in Europe. But unfortunately, what they've done in the past week, when they stopped Press TV and Al Alam and others, they basically saying that we are putting this as only for our interests. Whenever it contradicts with our interest, we just stop those people who talk. Yep. In fact, we will fight them. In fact, we will give whoever fighting them the weapons and the right to kill from wherever constitution in the international community. That's the whole point. The Saudi ambassador in London is justifying his crackdown to Bahrain by saying that we are, this is an internal affair, and we are not allowing Britain people to talk about. And, you know, Britain Parliament just waked up 1 week ago and started talking about why Saudi crossed the border and cracked down Bahraini people. That's the whole idea. And today, I think, after hearing that foreign policy have given Nadir Rajab and Al-Khawaja and his daughter the prize, being one of the greatest thinkers, and Hillary Clinton is going to be talking about this, and those people whom are giving names by the foreign policy are inside the jail, we're asking Hillary Clinton, where are they? Are you supporting them inside the jail to be
Well, of course, Ali, the United States and Great Britain are supporting the Bahraini dictatorship and the Saudi dictatorship. Indeed, neither would exist for 5 minutes if it were not for the unending political, military, diplomatic, and media support of the Western Crusader powers. That's the truth of the matter. And the sooner that people of all kinds in the Arab world, and indeed the broader Muslim world, wake up to this truth, the better. Hillary Clinton, who announced the establishment of what she called Friends of Democratic Syria, and then adumbrated the membership of the Friends of Democratic Syria, even she was embarrassed when it became clear that the Friends of Democratic Syria were themselves the darkest tyrannies on the earth. That's why they dropped the word democratic from the rubric. Ali, thanks very much for that call. Let's go to Spain, talk to Mahmoud, who's watching Press TV. I don't know how. Mahmoud, how are you watching us, by the way?
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Well, to be honest, actually, I'm very upset and very concerned, to be honest, in the meantime. All these fabrications and all these fiascos about the 19 channels of Iranian TVs being blocked or being shut down. And it just showed you, actually, the Israelis' weakness. And it's they've run out of options, basically, and they're trying to boycott the Iranians from financially and economics and as well as TV now, because as the previous caller says, where is democracy? Where is the freedom of speech if they're trying to cut down all these channels, especially about Iranians?
Mahmoud, it would be easier to bear if they weren't telling us that French magazines could publish the Danish cartoons because of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. If they weren't telling us that they can't remove the grotesquely offensive and causing trouble all over the world, the video about Islam, if they weren't telling us that they couldn't do anything about that because, hey, they believe in freedom of expression at the same time as closing down Press TV and other Iranian broadcasters. It's just hypocrisy, isn't it?
May I say something?
Yes.
I really think this is all to do with Israel behind it and American supported it. It's nothing to do with Euro. It's nothing to do with Europe. It's to do with one governor. I think she's a leader of a big company in Europe, and she's an Israeli citizen, and she's behind all that. So she's got the power to do so. I'm afraid this is what it's all about. They're trying to show us their power. But actually, what they're doing, actually, they're trying to show us their weakness.
Well, I wish that it could be put down to one person and an Israeli, but I very much doubt that. I think that the European governments and the European Union are so much the tail of the American dog that when the Americans say jump, they ask how high. That's what I think the bottom line is. But the important point, Mahmoud, and I think you're one of those already circumventing it, there are lots of ways that people can still watch Press TV and these other broadcasters. And they should go to the Press TV website, presstv.ir, to be informed and educated about how to do that. Meanwhile, every citizen of Europe should demand to know why the European Union did this, not least because the European Union's claiming that it didn't do it, that these extraordinary private enterprises decided of their own volition, out of nowhere, just to close down important sources of their own revenue. And as I say, I can hear a band playing Believe It If You Like to that one. Glenn is in Portsmouth in England, wants to talk about Bahrain. Glenn, welcome to the show again.
Hi, George. Hello. I'd like to say, George, about Bahrain, that the Western media and Western governments are taking positions regarding the situation in Syria, which illustrates extreme double standards, total hypocrisy, when they rant about alleged human rights abuses by Bashar Assad's forces, and they do nothing about the monarchistic oppression of people in Bahrain. This has gone on for months and months and months. People are being butchered, people are being poisoned, people are being harassed,
tortured,
In Bahrain, and it's so disgustingly cynical. The Americans are doing nothing at all. In fact, I doubt that this item has even been mentioned more than once or twice in the whole of the American media, because their fifth fleet uses Bahrain as a base, and I think that is
absolutely
disgusting.
Right, Glenn. That's because they're using Bahrain as a base, and also because if Bahrain becomes a democracy, how long will the dark tyranny of so-called Saudi Arabia continue to exist? Because the great people of Arabia will say, if the Bahrainis can choose their government, why can't we choose our government? Glenn, thanks for that call. Let's go to the comment wall and take the first email of the evening. Let's see where it's from. Remember, we want your point of view, your country, up here on the wall. This is Miranda in London. The idea that the UK and Europe are beacons of freedom of speech, thought and democracy is rubbish. The more I look at the world with all the war, censorship, lies, extraditions and hypocrisy from the West, the more I sympathise with sentiments from people like the late Ayatollah Khomeini. Miranda, I doubt if there's anybody left in with two brain cells in Britain and indeed in the wider European Union who believes any longer that our continent is a beacon of the kind of things that you refer to. Thanks very much for writing to me. Let's go to Mohammed, who's in Iraq, to talk about Press TV. Mohammed in Iraq, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. George. I'm glad to talk with you again. I hope you remember me. I am Mohammed, the guy who's speaking English badly.
I remember you. Go ahead, Mohammed.
Thank you, sir. Sir, in a few words, any international media in the world, I don't care what this media directions or policies, removing it from sat channels, that is remove a direction of freedom. Because I believe that freedom has many directions and many dimensions. This is the other point, Mr. George. The policies man and the diplomatic man in the West, especially in the West, they always accuse us in the East we have a limit of freedom. So I ask, what the limit of the freedom in the Europe? When I found a contradiction, removing a channel from hotbed just is have a different views or different directions, and we saw that the power and law support this decision. When we see in the YouTube that a small video insulting Islam is stay there as a part of freedom
of
speech or expression.
Or on the New York subway system, Muslims are described as savages in official posters on the New York subway, and they can't be taken down because of freedom of speech, human rights, freedom of expression. It's really unbelievable, Mohammed, except it's all too believable. And it's happening right now. Let's squeeze in Tony in London on Press TV. Tony, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Nice again hearing
from you.
Yeah, George, here we go. Again, a sign of a desperate man who will clutch at straw in fear. This is fear on their side by attacking a fundamental human right, freedom of speech. Is what they are prepared to do. George, this is reminiscent of what South Africa did during the apartheid years, and a pattern which the British pursued in India and Africa to keep the masses down, but it failed. You cannot suppress the aspiration of a people. This is what Harold Wilson told Dr. Verwoerd, if I can remember rightly, in South Africa, that you cannot suppress the aspiration of a people by shutting down their press and freedom, and it just won't work, and we see it. What do you think, George?
I agree entirely, Tony, and moreover, what has been done is entirely illegal, and these people have left themselves open to absolutely certain legal defeat in the courts. But of course, they've obviously decided that that's a price worth paying, because these broadcasters have cast iron contracts. These broadcasters have not broken any European Union rules, and yet they've been taken off the air, and the people who took them off the air don't even have the guts to admit that they did so. God willing, I'll be back in a few minutes after the break. Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless, even though they're trying to close that voice down. And that's one of the subjects that we're discussing this evening. The decision by the European Union, though they deny it, to close down Iranian broadcasting to the European Union. All in the interests, of course, of freedom of speech. We're talking about extradition. When does a man with Asperger's get deported, extradited from the United States, from the United Kingdom to the United States to face trial within the notorious US justice system when he's a Muslim, of course. Two men, both with Asperger's syndrome, were treated entirely differently by the United Kingdom government in the week. One of them was extradited, the other was saved from extradition. Which one do you think that was, the Muslim or the non-Muslim? And we're talking about the situation in Bahrain. We're talking about the interference in the democratic political process in Britain by the unelected Prince Charles, aged 63. Soon he'll be at retirement age, and he's never actually done a day's work in his entire life. And he pays precious little tax, but a little more than Starbucks, which, despite having hundreds of outlets, despite selling billions of dollars worth of coffee in the United Kingdom, billions of dollars worth of coffee in the United Kingdom, hardly pays any income tax, and yet are continually garlanded and heralded by British politicians like David Cameron and Boris Johnson, both of whom have told us what a wonderful example of free enterprise Starbucks is. Now, you'd never find me dead in a Starbucks, but plenty of people are there. And the investors in Starbucks are being told how profitable the company is, including its enterprise in the United Kingdom. But the UK taxman is being told something completely different. Hypocrisy, double standards, you choose. Manouk is in the UK, wants to talk about Press TV. Manouk, welcome to the show.
Good evening, George.
Good evening, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you again. I won't take your time much, but I feel that this EU taking Iranian broadcasting off air is very important, and it must be dealt with. So therefore, I was wondering if there is any way, possibility of you yourself or anyone from your end to start the ball rolling so we can all donate and pay enough money to bring these matters in front of an emergency international court hearing. Because at the end of the day, we all know that with all the sanctions, they're trying to suffocate Iran. And maybe they do feel, yes, Iran is not able to come and spend loads of money and take the matter to court.
Well, with their banking sanctions, Manouk, with their banking sanctions, Iran can do very little on that. So let me consult about your proposal. And it might be that that's the way forward, or it may be that there's another way that's being contemplated. But the truth is that it's us that's being cheated, not Iran. Iran is still broadcasting to the world. It's us in the European Union who are now deprived of a different point of view at a time when our country seems to be heading towards more and more aggressive confrontation with a country whose point of view we are not allowed to hear. In what sense is that democracy? In what sense is that freedom, Manouk?
Yes, exactly. What I want to say is not two or three people as leaders of European countries must not be able or allowed to shut down freedom of speech. And this is the way it's going. And if we don't get together and assist and donate and a lot of us will do it willingly, and get the matter in front of a judge, they will do it today, tomorrow, and the day after. They will not stop.
Well, that might very well be the way forward, Manouk. Let me, as I say, consult about that. I've just been in Venezuela, where the Comandante Hugo Chavez, the president, the most elected politician on earth, has just won another thumping victory. And I was proud to be out on the streets campaigning for him and celebrating with him. Now, Venezuela has two satellites. The rest of Latin America has none. Venezuela launched two satellites from China and therefore is impervious to this kind of aggression, passive aggression by the European Union and others. And I don't know if Iran has any plans or any ability to launch a satellite. I know that China has the capability of doing so on their behalf. At the end of the day, they tried to stop us with money first. First, you had to be a billionaire to own a television station. You had to be a billionaire to own a newspaper. Now, with the developments in technology and the internet and so on, more and more people are joining, potentially, a democratic and plural mass media, a truly mass media, where a thousand flowers can bloom and democratically the people can choose what to watch and what to read. When that began to happen, they decided to use their last lever, their last weapon, which was to deprive us of the ability to hit a satellite and broadcast to Earth the programs that people wanted to watch. At the end of the day, the only truly fail-safe mechanism that we've got is to launch our own satellites. But that would, of course, mean that the space, the heavens, were filled with satellites. It would be much easier if everyone had a democratic right to use the satellites that are already up there. That's been the case up till now. This decision by the EU, though they deny having made it, claiming it was the companies that made it, absurd, laughable idea. Now that they've done that, I think the game changes. Let's go to Bahrain, the aforementioned Bahrain, talk to Raed about Bahrain. Raed, welcome to the show, my friend. Raed, are you there?
Hi, George. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, by the grace of God, I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. How are you, more importantly, in Bahrain? Are you avoiding the bullets and the gas?
I put up with you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I want to talk about Bahrain.
Yes.
Before I talk about Bahrain, British TV and Al Alam, because they say the truth, that's why they remove it from the sat. Okay, and about Bahrain, when I talk with Mr. Galloway, George, I will be in the jail next day. Okay, when I talk, I say I want the democracy. I will be in the jail next day, and every day we die here from the tear gas. Where is the democracy? Where is the king? Why he say we have democracy? Democracy, we die here. Democracy, all people, all the Nabi Rajab and Abdulhadi Al-Khawaja, everybody is in the jail. Why? He want to have all the people, Bahraini people, to run away from the Bahrain. Where we can say our
well, wonderful, a wonderful call, Raed, and I hope that you don't come to any harm as a result of speaking to me on the television. The dictatorship in Bahrain has decided to abolish the Bahraini people and appoint a new one, and absurd as it sounds, that's what they're involved in. By prison, by torture, by killing, they hope that they can abolish the Bahraini people. But I believe the Bahraini people are unvanquishable. I believe that they will never give up their fight to have freedom, to have the right, the same right that we exercise in Britain and the USA, to elect their government and unelect it if they don't like it. Now, let's talk to David in the USA about Press TV. David, welcome to the show.
Yes, Yes, good morning or afternoon, I don't know.
It's evening time here, but who cares? Hello to you and welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to say a few points. I've done some research past few years on the situation with Iran and the West, and I have some good reasons why the Press TV is being shut down. Of course, it's very extensive, but I try to be as brief as possible. Now, one of the reasons is, as you know, Joe Biden had an interview with Shalom TV a few months or maybe a couple of years ago, and he claimed to them that when the Shalom TV interviewer asked Joe Biden whether he's considering himself a Zionist, he says, yes, I'm a Zionist. And as you know, in 1975, UN resolution, General Assembly Resolution 3379 was adopted in 1975 that equates Zionism to racism. So what do you expect a country that its vice president says, I'm a racist, actually, because the Zionist has been voted to equate to the, racism. What do you expect from them? Usually the West only likes to talk. As you notice, they don't like to sit and listen. You know, when Dr. Ahmadinejad makes a speech in UN Nation or President Khamenei or leader Khamenei, you know, they don't like to listen to these speeches. They censor them from the United Nations, from the public media in America, because they cannot handle the truth. So what is the truth? The truth is what this Press TV has been saying for the past few years. And as a result of that, people in the West have been waking up to the fact that they're being used by their leaders, by the government, to rip off the nation, such as the Middle East, wealth of the deprived people to compensate for their waste and their luxury in the West. And unfortunately, right now, this is coming up. People are waking up in the Middle East and around the world, and people are now taking charge. The government cannot put a puppet government like in Saudi Arabia 6 years ago. It's run by 7,000 princes and princesses. No election, no assemblies, or if you object to them, they cut your head, they cut your hand, and America calls Saudi Arabia an ally on the war against terror.
Best friend, best friend. Bush and Bandar bin Sultan were so close that Bandar, now the interior minister, I think, certainly the head of the intelligence in Saudi Arabia, he was known as Bandar Bush. That's how close they were. He was like a brother to the Bush family. These people in the United States that tell us they're in favor of freedom and liberty in Syria are the closest possible friends of tyranny in Saudi Arabia, which is even worse, is exporting its tyranny to Bahrain. David, thanks for that call out there in the USA. I've got to go, though, to the comment wall, because we also like to squeeze in as many emails as we can. And let's see what's coming up now on the comment wall. Let's see the point of view, the country that it's from. This one is from Nigeria. Sammy, you people keep talking about these stations taken off the air by the EU without telling us the reasons. There is a limit to the so-called freedom of speech, as your own freedom should not impinge on others. If Press TV and other stations violate the broadcasting regulations and fell under EU sanctions due to the nuclear standoff, then why all this noise? Press TV keeps broadcasting the number of rebels, insurgents killed in Syria, but they never mention how many regime forces being killed. This is one-sided. What, as one-sided as Fox News, Sammy? Is it that one-sided? Look, in freedom of speech, we have to be ready to listen to the other person's point of view. That's why we have to tolerate the existence of Fox News and its sister station, Sky News, in Britain. But it has to be a two-way street, or it isn't freedom of speech. Now, Press TV hasn't fallen foul of any European Union broadcast regulations. That's why in the court hearings to come, we cannot possibly lose. We'll be compensated to the tune of many, many, many millions of dollars, but you will be cheated of the right to hear us on Press TV unless you go to the internet to do so, unless you find one of the remaining satellites on which we are still broadcasting. It's you that's being cheated, not us, not me. I'll still be broadcasting here. Press TV will still be sending out its signals, and many millions of people around the world will be able to hear them. It's you that's being robbed in the name of freedom and democracy. Sammy, can't you see the contradiction in that? Let's go back to the comment wall, take another email. That was Sammy in Nigeria's point of view. Let's see Levy from South Africa. It's foolish what the EU is doing. In my language, we say truth is chilly. If you were not telling the truth, they wouldn't have banned you. It's a sign that they can't handle facing the truth face to face. As for the Nobel Peace Prize, it has lost its true meaning. What a shame. Levy, couldn't have put that better myself. Let me press on with the calls. Mohammed's in London, wants to talk about Press TV. Welcome to the show, Mohammed.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Go ahead.
George, there's a very important point that I'd like to make is that when Saddam Hussein invaded Iraq and there was, 7, 8, 10 years worth of sanctions, I do remember that Iraq was still broadcasting on television on Eutelsat. Syria is still broadcasting on Eutelsat. Libya, under sanctions, was still broadcasting on Eutelsat. I think if this does go to court, it might be worthwhile Iran taking up this matter to say that if the countries which were under sanctions were still allowed to broadcast on Eutelsat, why is Iran not allowed to broadcast on Eutelsat? This is a very important point.
Thanks for that, Mohammed. A very, very good point. This whole freedom of speech thing, of course, is put into yet another absurd context by the decision of the British government, the same British government that ordered the closure of Press TV on the Sky platform, to ban us from seeing the letters written by our own prince, who we pay for. We employ Prince Charles. We pay for his smallest expense. Every postage stamp that he used to send his letters was paid for by us. And he was writing the letters to our government, which we elect, which is accountable to us, which we pay for every penny of their salaries and their expenses, and everything their departments spend is paid for by us. But the British government has banned that freedom of expression, our right to see what our Crown Prince has been saying and maybe ordering our government to do, because, well, there are limits to freedom of speech after all. Let's go to France, talk to Sammy on the same subject. Sammy, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, George.
Welcome. Go
nice
ahead,
to
sir.
Talk to you again.
Welcome to you. Go ahead.
Well, this is my first time that I actually lost an important channel, which is Al Alam. Now, I need to move to what is the reason. I mean, first, lately, I haven't been interested of to watching Iranian channel because I was more interested to hear what how they explain cutting off the transmission. They are not talking about it. They're
no.
keeping completely quiet about it.
They're refusing to justify it. Indeed, they're denying that
yes.
they did it.
Yes. I even find lately a channel called Jewish Channel 1 or something like that. And I'm trying my best just to find anybody to justify their action. I can't find it. But
well, if the European Union, which, Sammy, you in France and I here in Britain are paying for, can get away with brazen, blatant lies that they didn't order the satellite companies to do this, in what sense is Europe a democracy? In what sense does it have the right to attack other countries in the name of democracy? Now, I'm happy there's a Jewish TV one. I'd be happy if there was 100 Jewish TV channels. Happy if there's 100 right-wing channels, left-wing channels, nationalist channels, Islamic channels. Let 1,000 flowers bloom. And democracy will mean that those who go to them will be making a democratic choice to go to them. That's what democracy means. Not using your power to order a satellite company to cut off an entire national broadcasting effort, TV and radio stations. Let me go to Denmark, another place where freedom of speech was often claimed, to talk to Bakir about the same subject. Bakir, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, George.
Alaikum salam.
It's regarding the ban of press TV. It really shows a violation of freedom of speech here in Europe. And it's also unfair for us press TV viewers because we get different angles of what really happens here in Europe. And the mainstream media, what the mainstream media hides for us. So I call this, there's many reasons for why they have banned press TV. But what can we say? These people are very desperate right now after they have banned press TV. I call this this move by Eutelsat for the greatest hypocrisy in media history.
And of course, Bakir, in your country of Denmark, newspapers were allowed to publish grotesquely offensive caricatures, hate posters of the Prophet Muhammad, and we were told that nothing could be done about it because of the rights of freedom of speech in Europe. Yes?
Yeah, but again, it shows a great hypocrisy here in Europe and European countries.
It's really, it's beyond belief that these hypocrites can get away with this. And I just hope that the people of Europe wake up to what's being done in their name, the footsteps that they're taking towards more and more aggressive confrontation with Iran. It's time for people to stand up for Iran. I don't care whether you like Ahmadinejad or you don't like him. I don't care whether you like the Islamic system in Iran or you don't like it. Do you like yourself? Do you like your own ability to make up your own mind? Do you respect yourself? Do you need the state or the European Union to decide what you can watch and what you can read? If so, what was the point of the Second World War? What was the point of standing up to fascism and Nazism? What was the point of all those martyrs who went to their graves to defend liberty in Europe in the Second World War if we could end up with governments that lie and cheat and deceive their people as to what they are doing? Let me try and squeeze in Hamza Ahsan, the brother of the man with Asperger's who was extradited. Hamza, sorry it's so late. Go ahead, quickly.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, you're on the air.
It's outrageously scandalous double standards what's happened to Talha. I'm someone who's very happy for Gary McKinnon's mum because she's not going through the same nightmare that my family are going through right now. But Talha had Asperger's, Talha had an assessed suicide risk. And 50% of all suicides take place in American solitary confinement. So why didn't Theresa May treat him equally?
Exactly. And this forum that she has now announced, if that forum had existed last week, your brother would not now be languishing in the notorious American justice system, would not now be facing unfair, unjust imprisonment for many, many years. God bless your family, Hamza. I'm deeply sorry for what has happened to you. These were my views, not Press TV's. God willing, I'll be back next week.
Hello, if you just comment on your name and the place you left my number, and just make sure that your television volume is set to 0.
0, 0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You redirect me to the phone number.